Uptown, a performance is planned at Tulane University this week that brings ancient Greek tragedy to modern-day veterans. Eileen Fleming reports it's also a public health project.
When Marshall Heveron heard about the Theater of War production, he immediately understood the relevance. The former commander of the New Orleans Veterans of Foreign Wars post once studied the classics.
It made perfect sense to me because even though the implements of war have changed a lot since the days of Sophocles, the elemental combat experience is the same, and the issues that returning warriors deal with are elementally the same.
Heveron says the VFW spread the word that the production was looking for local participation, and members responded. The person coordinating the Theater of War show is Tulane University Classics Professor Michael Brumbaugh. He's been working for 2 years with Outside the Wire Productions, which describes itself as a social impact company. Theater of War has been performed more than 300 times throughout the United States, Europe, and Japan. Venues include military sites from the Pentagon, Guantanamo Bay, VA hospitals, homeless shelters, and high school auditoriums. Actors read excerpts from Sophocles, panelists discuss how their experiences reflect the message, and then a town hall session begins to allow audience participation. Here's an excerpt from an earlier production highlighting a part of the Sophocles story of Ajax.
This much I know. If Achilles still lived and decided to hold a contest for his arms, awarding them to the greatest warrior at the end of the day, they would be mine.
Brumbaugh gives a little background for those unfamiliar with the story.
Ajax goes to the Trojan War, and he is widely regarded. He is a big, massive, imposing, physically imposing figure, and he is widely regarded as the greatest of the Greek warriors, except for Achilles. After Achilles dies, Ajax naturally assumes that he will now rise to become the greatest of the Greeks, bar none. And the Greek army on the shores of Troy hold funeral games after Achilles dies, and the big prize at these games is Achilles' armor. Ajax expects to win this prize, and symbolically, by taking Achilles' armor, taking his role as the best warrior. Instead, another hero, Odysseus, well known to many from Homer's Odyssey, Odysseus wins Achilles' armor despite the fact that he is not, I mean, he's a powerful hero, but he doesn't hold a candle to Ajax. And he wins because he's cunning and tricky, and he swoops in and wins the armor. And Ajax feels robbed. He feels like he's been cheated, and that everything that he knows about what's important about being a hero and a man and a warrior is sort of slipping away from him, because how could someone who doesn't have those characteristics that he has become the best of the Greeks? And this triggers an identity crisis for him.
There's also a powerful female story in that.
A very important character in Sophocles' play is Tecmessa. Tecmessa is Ajax's war bride, and she is caught in a really difficult place. She is very close to Ajax, and closer to Ajax than his comrades. She, unlike a lot of portrayals of Greek women in ancient literature, she exerts a lot of power and shows a lot of poise and intelligence in the play, and she realizes that Ajax's identity crisis really puts her in a very difficult position, because now she's alone and she doesn't have standing in the community without her husband because of the way Greek society works. She's now totally isolated, and she's trying to hold together her relationship with Ajax and also trying to look ahead to what's going to happen to her if he has a total breakdown.
And the production is meant to trigger discussions with present-day veterans and their families about how they were affected by war.
It will be an emotional as well as intellectual experience. I think that most people find it very cathartic, that it allows them a way to open up and interact with what are sometimes feelings that they might not feel safe discussing or thinking about or having a conversation about.
The local panel will include a researcher with the Tulane Medical School and Veterans Administration, 3 veterans, and the wife of a combat veteran. Theater of War begins at 7 p.m. Thursday at Dixon Hall at Tulane University. For WWNO Inside the Arts, I'm Eileen Fleming.